Everybody's familiar with the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, which we don't find by other tzaddikim and tzadkanis in Tanakh. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, but otherwise, the Gemara there asks, Haman Minat Torah Minayin. Haman Minat Torah Minayin, where do we see Haman? Where does he come from in the Torah? Haman Minat Torah Minayin. Haman Ha'etz. Haman comes from the Eitz Hadas, Toivira. Hamin Ha'etz. Estam Minat Torah Minayin. Vanochi Haster Aster Panay B'Yomahu. Where does Estam Malka come from? Anochi Haster Aster Panay B'Yomahu. Hashem Yisbarach says that he will hide his face on that day. And Mordechai Minat Torah Minayin from this past parasha. The ingredients, one of the ingredients of the Shemen HaMishcha is Mordechai. And the Gemara says in Metargaminon, Mer Yadachya, that the Targum of Mordechai, of that spice, of that ingredient in the Shemen HaMishcha, is translated by Targum as Mer Yadachya, as Mordechai. It's hard to understand. We'll leave for the end Haman and Mordechai. But Esther Minat Torah Minayin V'Anochi Haster Panay B'Yom Ahu, Esther Malka is the V'Nahafeichu of the Hester Panim. Esther Malka was the one who cured, who brought an end to that state of Hester Panim. So Esther Minat Torah Minayin V'Anochi Aster Astir Panay B'Yom Ahu. Esther Malka was the one who ripped off Hashem's mask, Hashem's disguise, the costume, the outfit, and revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Ro'u Kol Af Se'ar Zeis Yishua Selokeinu. Chazal says Pur V'Ro'u Kol Af Se'ar Zeis Yishua Selokeinu. It's the opposite of Hester Panim. And yet Esther Malka's name is rooted in this mid of Hastor, of Anochi Aster Aster Panay. There are different types of milchamas. There are different types of Rishoyim. But this we know is that the Oymek, the deepest Ra, is the Ra of a Yoymer Haman Belibai. Vayoyma Haman Belibai, Chazal say in the 50th parak of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Darken Shel Amaleikim Lachshev Hasoid Belibam. Darken Shel Amaleikim Lachshev Hasoid Belibam, it means that there is a type of war. Most of our struggle with Olam Hazeh takes place on the battlefield of Gashmias, in a way that's very open and very obvious. It takes place begolui, in a clear and open way. Armies of good fighting against armies of evil. The temptations of the physical world, which is a world of shallowness, of superficiality. There's something different about Haman, about Amalek. Because here Chazal say, Darken Shel Amalekim Lachshev Hasoid Belibam. If it wouldn't be so bad, that would be a great compliment. Darken Shel Amalekim Lachshev Hasoid Belibam. The midah of evil that is found in Amalek comes from a world that's called Sod, which we normally associate with holiness. But Zeluma Zer Asar Elokim, the secret, the deepest sod of evil, is Amalek. Ve'ena Megalim Befiham. Adrabba. Amalek, like Esav, where it comes from, that Koach, Amalek speaks very nicely. Kitzayid befiv. Esav, like the Chazir, shows the Simonim of Tahara. He speaks about interesting questions in Halacha. Just the opposite. In the Olam HaGashmi, in the Olam HaNigla, in the Olam HaGolui, in the world that's revealed and observable, Amalek is dignified. Amalek, Esav, resembles Yaakov. Haleach, Esav leYaakov. But there's a side, a subterfuge, something that's mysterious about Amalek. Ve'ena megalim b'fiyam. V'chein, where does this come from? Vayom Esav el libo. Vayom haman b'libo. And vayom Esav el libo. In other words, Chazal are teaching us that just as in Kedusha, there's a world that's called Lifnai v'Lifnim, there's a world that's called Sod. There's a world of tznius, of hastara, of depth. There's an inner world of Lifnai v'Lifnim, of Kodesh HaKadosh. The Zelu Mazeh in creation is the Koach of Amalek, is the Koach of Haman, Vayema Haman Beliboy, Vayema Esav Eliboy. We even see in the world that we're living in now, I don't know exactly what this is, but I understand that it's a pachad. Whereas throughout all of history, many, many people killed each other in conventional warfare. Conventional warfare that consists of weapons that are begolui, whether it was a sword or a cannon or a bomb. Now there's something else that's called cyber war. Where you could be in a basement and you could destroy a whole, you could destroy a civilization sitting someplace in a dark basement by pressing a button. Again, I don't know exactly how that works. But we understand that there's an oilam pnimi of ra. And the Ikka Milchama at the end of time is a Milchama that takes place on a different battlefield than it did in the past. When Chazal asked in Chulin, Minayin la Esther Minatar Minayin, where does Esther Malchut come from? The question is not just where she comes from. Where is she alluded to? The question is, from where did Esther Malka, from where was she shoev, from where did she draw such koiches to bring to the downfall of Haman, of Amalek? Minayin. From where did Esther Malka have such a koach? And the answer of the Gemara is, Anochi Aster Astir Panai, Bayomahu. The Sfarim say that the Eschalta de Geula in the Megillah is by the Pasuk of Ein Esther Magedes. That Esther Malka was a Shemeres Sod. She kept a secret. The tznius of Esther Malka was not just in the length of her skirt and her sleeves, because the Shoresh of tznius is not just what you wear and how you appear on the outside. Chazal say, Rochel tovso plach shel shtika. What was the tznius of Rochel Imenu? She knew the secret. Lavan, Leah, Yaakov, she knew the secret. And tovso Rochel plach shel shtika. She held on to that deep inside of herself. She did not reveal that which was supposed to be hidden. She had the koch of shmiras sod, which is the shoresh of tznius. Rochel tovsa plach shel shtika, v'omdu kol baneha ba'alei mistorin. You hear this lashon? And therefore, Rochel Imenu had descendants, Esther and Mordechai. Binyamin kept the secret. Yosef at Tzadik, Later on, Esther and Mordechai and Esther, they're called Baalei Mistarim, masters of mystery. Baalei Mistarim, Baalei Soid, Baalei Mistarim. So whereas we have in Tumah the koach of Amalek, of Haman, which is a koach of Dark and Shalom Aleichem, Lach Shoiv HaSoid Belibam, on the outside, everything looks gewaldig, everything looks nice. But inside, in the deepest, deepest place, lurks the most frightening evil. It's an evil of Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's a koach of Hitler Yamachshem, of Eichmann Yamachshem, of Lifnai V'Lifnim in Tum. Soid, in the world of Tum. The way to combat that koach of Lifnai V'Lifnim in Tum is Esther Menatari Minai. It's in the koach of Hastor B'Kedusha Anochi Aster Astir Panai B'Yom Ahu. That there's such a thing as a Jew who has Hashem hidden deep, deep, deep within him. Anochi Aster Astir Panai in Kedusha. And therefore, as the Maral explains, in the Nesiv HaTznius, the whole Tznius of Vroch Limeinu, of Esther Hamalke, of Ein Esther Magedes, is Shmiras Soid. Nowadays, there's no such a thing as anymore as Shmiras Soid. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. The second that a person has any hargosha of anything, it's right away posted. A person has a toothache in the middle of the night. All of her chavetas have to know about it. Everywhere in the world is posted. If somebody makes a simcha, so now they have websites for simchas, there should only be simchas. I'm not complaining about simchas. There should only be simchas. The parents found out, only they got a 5-minute heads up till it got onto the Simcha website, whatever that's called, where you see the picture of the Chasna Kala, who amazingly are standing very close. You notice how a lot of those shoulders are just about touching in those pictures of the Chasna Kala. That's for a different discussion. The happy Chasna Kala, now the whole world knows that here we have Chasna Kala. It wasn't 5 minutes ago when he was Megala the Soid to her and said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yeah," and it's already on. In Australia, in Sydney, they're already dancing for this Chasnan Khan. Social networking, Twitter, Facebook. It's not a matter of sleeves. It's not just how you dress. Rochel Tovsa Plach Shel Shtik. And therefore Chazal say, Ein Zara Shel Esav Neufel Ela Biad Boneha Shel Rochel Yovai Yosef HaTzadik, and the descendants of Rochel Yemein, whose entire Mitzias is a Mitzias of Lifnai V'Lifnim, Shmiras Soid, Haster Astir, Pnimius, who live deep internal lives, who don't have to share with every single person in the world their deepest secrets, who know how to be Shomer Asoid. A husband and wife who live B'Kedusha B'Tara, and the whole world doesn't have to see them walking down the street holding hands together. Because there's a sod between a husband and wife. And wherever there's sod, there's Lifnai V'Lifnim, there's Kodesh HaKadosh. And therefore Amalek can only be defeated by the koach of sod of Pnimius and Kedusha. Only by the Olam HaPnimi. Only by those who live in that world of Ein Esther Magedes, of Haster Astir, are able to overcome the Tumah of Amalek, which is Dark and Shalom Aleichem, Lach Shoiv HaSoid Belibam, Veinim Megalim Befiyah. What was the Eitz HaDa'as? Now let's go to the Eitz HaDa'as. Haman Hamin HaEitz. Something changed. This is an Arichas, it's not for now. Before Adam and Chava ate from the tree, there was no distinction between inside and outside. And therefore, there was no Indian of covering of Begadim. What changed as a result of the Eitz HaDa'as was Vayischabe HaAdam V'Ishtai. Adam and Chava began to hide. That means, like many, many people now, There have always been people like this, but it's more so now than ever before. Where you have people on the outside, you can see a person who sits in Beis Medrash learning Torah all day. But lifnai v'lifnim, Hashem yirachem, when nobody sees him except the one who created him, he could be sitting in front of all these phones, God forbid, looking at the world of Haman. And he carries within him that lifnai v'lifnim of who he is, a sod, a secret that's destroying marriages, that's destroying lives every minute. And there was never such an unbelievable contrast between the inner life and the outer life of a Jew. When did that begin? Hamin ha'etz. That's the world of Haman, Hamin ha'etz. Because the result of the chet of the Eitz Hadas was v'yischabe ha'odom v'ishta. They began to live secret lives. You know, the worst thing, Mitzvah, many of you are fathers, will be fathers, grandfathers, the worst thing is when the kids go underground. If you have a child that at least talks to you about what's bothering him, sometimes you have to give in with some of the technology that you should at least see what the kid is using, what the kid has. Because the scariest thing is when the kid goes to that world that you don't see with your eyes. Vayischabe, when he begins to hide. Like those who are hiding, they live on the outside, just like Esav. Kitzayid b'fiv. Esav knew how to say Torah also. Esav was a big lamdan. The Kotzki used to say that we think of Esav going like a poyer, like a peasant. He said Esav wore begodim levonim. He said Esav wore a white begodim like a big rabbi. The Kotzki say Esav wore white socks. But when you didn't see Esav and he was on his computer, when you didn't see Esav, there was a different world, a different side to Esav. The Yishmaelim talk a certain talk to the entire world. But the sod that they keep amongst themselves is entirely different. All of that comes from the Eitz Hadas. Because from that time and on, there began to be a chiluk between the private person and the public persona. Before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, before Hamin Ha'etz, who you are was the way that you lived. Everything was on the outside. Inside, outside was all one. Erumimang. The beginning of hiding, of living a secret life, of kids, of a boy who's shuckling in yeshiva during the day, and then when he's with his friends, it's an entirely different business. Of husbands who come home and they're with their children doing homework and live with their wives, but have another life. The lifnai v'lifnim, what they think about, what they look at and what they do when their wives are not watching is entirely different. Vayama Haman Belibo, what a person thinks about and what a person's trying to hide from the people who love him and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That began from the Eitz Hadas. That began from Vayischabe Ha'odom V'ishtai, a secret underground life. That's where Haman comes from. That's where Amalek comes from, the world of Sod in Tumah. Mordechai min atar minayin. From the Shemin HaMishcha, Mordechai min atar gemin and Mordechai. From last week's parasha and from this week's parasha. Shemin HaMishcha. I'm sure that many of you know, there's a famous Torah from the Bnei Yisrael in Cheshvan, where every single one of our senses, of Adam's senses, took part in the chet of Hamin Ha'etz, of the Eitz Hadas, Toivera. Vateira Isha, seeing, hearing, to listen to the Nochash, tasting, and so on, touching the tree. There was only one chush that did not take part in the chet of the Eitz Hadas, which is what? No? Reach. The chush ha-reach. Eizu dovish ha-nishom ha-nehenis mimenu, Zehareach, that's the Gemara in Brachos. The deepest, deepest chush of a person is the koach to smell. Neshama, neshima, breathing, neshama, neshima, to breathe. The koach hareach is the koach shahaneshoma nehenis mimenu, zehareach. The inyan of the smell of the Shemen HaMishcha, the fragrance of the Ketores and the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha, the Pasuk said in last week's parasha, V'kidashto Yisom v'hoyu kodesh kadosh. The Shemen HaMishcha had the ability to transform all the clay shoris, to give the clay shoris a din of kodesh kadosh, that it could be brought into the kodesh kadosh. In other words, Mordechai in Atarim 9, Mordechai, Meredachia, Mordechai is the koach of that chush of the neshom of pnimius, of the ish pnimi, of an inner life of a Jew that's not defiled by the outside, of toichai kibara. And therefore Mordechai corresponds to the delicious fragrance of the Shemen HaMishcha, which is the koyach of Kodesh Kadoshim, or the Klei Shoris, the oil that is poured onto everything, that when it comes into contact with that Shemen HaMishcha, then it is taken into a place that's called Kodesh Kadoshim. Lifnai v'lifnum, which is the Ketores on Yom Kippur. And therefore the Ketores is the opposite of the Eitz HaDa'as. The meaning of the Eitz HaDa'as is that it brought death to the world. And the need of Ketores is dafka to stop death, is to overcome Misa, is to overcome the Mageva. And the koyach of the gula of Mordechai and Esther is Mimisa Lechai, is a bechina of Tchias HaMeisim, v'zgam Chavarnas Ochel HaTov, which is Elianovi, Loi Meis. And the whole Yontiv of Purim is Lechai, is the hepech of the Eitz HaDa'as, Toi V'ra, which is the Sitra de Moisa, which is the site of death of Misa. I saw in a Sefer Maisa, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Rabbi Simcha Zissel, Bright Yisrael Chetzadik, V'Kodesh L'Vroch. Well, I was lucky to meet Baruch Hashem a few times. Simcha Zissel was a Veltz Lamdin, a tremendous Lamdin, and a tremendous personality. An Ish Tzanua Ma'od. Very, very hidden person. Nechba Elakela Mamish. And I saw in a Sefer about him that there was a rumor that was circulating in the yeshiva that Reb Simcha Zissel was secretly Isaac in Kabbalah and Chassidus. That he was learning Sifrei, Kabbalah, Pnimius. And this rumor was going around the yeshiva. Somebody had reported a sighting of Reb Simcha Zissel with a sefer or something. And it was decided that there would be a committee of Bochum who would have the chutzpah to go into the Rosh Shiva's office when he wasn't there, and to try to search around to see if they could find any hidden Zohar or Tanya or something like that, any contraband. So sure enough, the Rosh Shiva left the office to go somewhere, and the guys went running in to look around. They opened up drawers, they looked all over the place, they couldn't find any Zohar. Very disappointed. And Reb Simcha Zissel came back to his room, to his office. Eventually, he's a very smart man. He figured out very quickly what was going on. He noticed something, he saw, and he figured out what was going on. And as smart people do, he didn't speak about it immediately, but a few weeks later, he gave a shmuz to the yeshiva. And he was talking about the midah of sakranus. What do you mean? How do you translate sakranut, sakranus? Curiosity. And how that midah of sakronis, curiosity doesn't only kill cats, you know that. How the midah of sakronis is together with the opposite of the midah of shmiras sod, of a person who's able to guard a secret. It's the v'nahapaychu, sakronis, curiosity, and shmiras sod are hafochim, are opposites. And Reb Simcha Zissel said, this is the This is the explanation. He said that when he was learning in Kelm, the great tzaddik of Daniel, the Mashgiach in Kelm, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, was talking about the Gemara in the Dorm, the famous Gemara where Shimon HaTzadik said that he once met a Nazir. In general, Nazirus was something that is not a favorable thing. It was not looked upon highly. But there was once a Nazir from the Dorm. You know the Gemara that Shimon HaTzadik met. And he told Shimon HaTzadik the reason that he became a Nazir. You remember the Gemara? The Gemara says that he was an exceptionally good-looking young man. And he described to Shimon HaTzadik how one day he bent down to take a drink in the pond or the water, and he saw his reflection, and his Yetzirah took hold of him, that such a good-looking person like him could be very, very matzliach in the world of Tumah. And the Gemara says that this Nazir, explained to Shimon HaTzadik that's why he took upon himself Nazirus. And the lashon of the Gemara is that he said to himself, he said to his Yetzar, Amarti loy, Rosha, lo matam esgor ba'olam she'ena shalcha. Lo matam esgor ba'olam she'ena. Why, he said to himself, to his Yetzar, you Rosha, why are you taking pride in a world that doesn't belong to you? Lo matam esgor ba'olam she'ena shalcha. So Daniel said, Reb Simcha Zissel was saying this over, the midah of curiosity of sakranus takes a person away from olam shelo, from his world. The tachlis of a person in this world is yesod hachasidus v'shorish ha'avodat tamima. She is bar v'yisameitz etzlaoda machay voso be'olamo. Not in Yenim's olam, not what's the Facebook, or what this one has to say, or this one posts. Machay voso be'olamo. Rosha, matam esgor ba'olam she'ena shalcha. What's the beginning of chet? Everybody's worried about Shmir Sinayim, Kedushas Habris. Where does the chet begin? The chet begins ha-min ha-eitz. When the person leaves that inner world of Mordechai, of Esther, of Anochi, Haster, Astir, the world of Kodesh Kadoshim, Elufnai, Elufnim, the world that we're living in where everything has to be on the outside. Any thought, you could have a person that he's been from for 2 weeks, he already has a website with Divrei Torah. He doesn't even know how to spell the word Moshe Rabbeinu. But he's saying Chidush HaTorah already. The inner world of a Jew, the Lifnai V'Lifnim, is in great danger now. It's cyber war. It's no longer just conventional warfare. It's not just a matter of fighting against the Taivas that we see on the outside. It's a different world that we're living in now. Loma atom is go be'ena ba'olam she'ena shalcha. Reb Simcha Zissel was saying to the guys, Chever, what are you going to look around what's in my office? What are you worried about whether I learn Kabbalah or I don't learn Kabbalah? What are you worried about my olam, my world? The tachlis of you being in the yeshiva, the tachlis of you being in this world is to find your world, not mine. Loma atom is go ba'olam she'ena shalcha. The greatest danger of Amalek is getting fablonja, getting lost in somebody else's world. And if you have to post every single thing that happens to you, if you begin to live a life of Twitter and Facebook, I'm not talking about this, not an anti-technology schmooze. That's not the point, that's already fallen. I already gave up on that. Forget about it. The machines are here, the technology is here. Now in the Bat Midrashim, you have to have plugs every Dalet Amos, so you should be able to sit and to learn Gemara from a computer. Not from the Gemara, which is Kodesh Kadoshim, but to learn from the same instrument that's Kulay Chutz. Everything about it is Bachutz, instead of a Gemara, which is Lifnai V'Lifnim. I'm not saying there's any Isser in Halacha. I'm not saying anything like that at all. I'm talking about a certain mindset. Ein Esther Magedes. Anochi Haster Astir. of developing a world that's called Lifnai Velifnim. That is the war against Amalek. The Shemen HaMishcha, Maradachia, Esther's name in Hebrew is Hadassah, Hadassim, Reach, Chush HaReach, something that's higher than the senses of touching and seeing. It comes from that place that's the antithesis of the Eitz HaDaas, Tov V'Ra, which only cares about what you see with your eyes. So Hashem Yisroch should help each and every one of us. L'kol apochus, the years that you're zoichet to have in the Beis Medrash, which are years of lifnai v'lifnim, years of kodesh kadosh. Those are what these years are about, that Hashem's work is giving you right now, to develop your own world, to find that ha'olam shalcha, not to be people regarding whom it is said lo matam esga, but olam she'eino shalcha, not to imitate, not to impersonate, not to live secret lives that contradict the life that you're living in the Beis HaMedrash. That the inside and the outside are one and the same. To be Jews who are shomrei sod, a person who is told a secret, and not to be megal, not to be holach and megalas sod. And the deepest sod that a person has is who he is. We're living in a time you meet somebody, after 5 minutes you already tell the person your entire life. And then the rest of the time you're texting him, emailing him, anything that you didn't have time to finish. We're living in a time where people don't write letters anymore to each other. Where a letter was once upon a time, there was such an inyan of lifnai v'lifnim, of kodesh kadoshim, where a person's heart was poured onto a piece of paper. You have people now that are davening from a phone. But the whole inyan of a phone is to communicate beyond yourself. And the whole inyan of a siddur is to speak to Kadosh Baruch. That a siddur is kodesh kadoshim, that it has the Shema HaMishcha of Kedushas Yisrael in it, and instead a person davens holding a phone, when a million little siddurlach and he has to take and daven from his phone. Well, the whole inyan of a phone is b'chutz. The whole inyan of the phone is min ha'etz, is ha'min ha'etz. And the whole inyan of the siddur is between me and the Bari Olam, ein estem ha'gedes. It's something that I have between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's personal, that's private, that's deep, that's real, that's me. It's not just another website not another thing on the telephone. So I press the button, it says Nusach Svad, Nusach Hashtag, Nusach Ari. And to stand there like a kaif ba'alma with a machine, davening like that. I'm sorry for talking so strong. And please be merciful, I don't mean to hurt anybody, to insult anybody. But this is the sign of the end of time. Shmir Seinayim, guarding the eyes. What are you looking outside of your Dal Ramas? It begins, it's not just a matter of, again, it's not just a matter of sneers. Shmiras Hainayim begins when a person has his own world. And the world that he lives is within himself. And he doesn't have to look everywhere else. Where he has his Dal Ramas. Where he knows where to keep his eyes. Because he has a world. That's an internal, deep world of Esther Amalka, of Ein Esther Magedes. A world of Shmiras Soid is a world of Shmiras Abris, and Shmiras Einai, Shmiras HaLoshen. You think the Loshen is fixed because you take out, you learn Chavetz Chaim, you go through a little bit of Chavetz Chaim, and you do the daily Shmiras HaLoshen, and then that's it? Shmiras HaLoshen is, my father never learned Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. I don't think so. From where he came from, they didn't have that, and I don't think he's learned it here in America. Shmiras HaLoshen. My father, Be'etzim, is a Shomer HaLoshen. And I grew up in a house where I remember when I was a little boy, and I was talking to my father about how somebody was carrying something, and there wasn't an Erev. And I said to my father, we were going from shul, and I said to my father, look, that guy is carrying. And my father said, what are you looking at what he's doing? What is it? What do you care what he's doing? What are you looking over by Yemen? Look at yourself. And I once went to my father and I was complaining because I heard that I heard two Bachim who I thought were my good friends, and I heard them, they didn't see that I was on the other side of this wall, and I heard them saying something bad about me. And I came home as a little boy and I was crying to my father about how I thought they were my friends and they were saying something terrible about me. You know what my father said to me? Sounds terrible, now it would probably be the wrong thing to say. My father said, what they said, was it true? I never even thought about that. And I stopped complaining, and I said, there's some truth to it. So my father said, then that's your inyan. What they're talking bad things, that's their inyan. But you worry about your inyan on this side of the wall, who you are. And the schus of our building, a lifnai v'lifnim in ourselves, we should be zoche mitzvah Hashem. You know, the machzah shekel, it's Shabbos kolim. They need a machzah shekel, the loshen from the Svasamis. Let me just do this last sentence. I'm sorry if I went over time. Hainu, what's the need of machzah shekel? Svasamis says, Hainu. Sheyesh livnei Yisrael chelik b'shamayim v'chelik anitin lehem bo'ilam hazeh. A Jew is a shekel. He has a machzah shekel here, and he has a machzah shekel above. Svasamis. Hainu, sheyesh livnei Yisrael chelik b'shamayim v'chelik anitin lehem bo'ilam hazeh. The avod of a Jew is to take his machsa shekel here in this world, lezdabek, lezchaber, lezdabek, to the machsa shekel in Shemayim, to who he really is, Bemis, to his world. That's the avod of machsa shekel. Hashem Yisbach should help us to build worlds of lift, life, and nusim. We should be zarech this, to come to that place of the Beis HaMikdash and to see the Kohen Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, to be zarech for the simcha of the Gula Hashem v'amitash, maybe amen or amen v'amen.